Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters at 468 and a half. December wheat down 9.5 cents, 563 and a quarter. And November beans down 2.5 cents at 1261 and three quarters. Looks like we've got some pretty good rains moving into the Midwest, which will slow down harvest a little bit out here. They don't look to be incredibly heavy until maybe Thursday, Friday, in that range. But most of that comes from Iowa across Illinois, so we will see some slowdown in harvest out here. The reports that were due out yesterday that will come out today include the export inspections and the crop progress we'll see tonight. They're looking for 600,000 metric tons of beans, 600 corn and 400 wheat for the inspections reports. The corn and beans are pretty low for this time of the year. We'll also have the bigger report WASDE on Thursday. It's pointing, the early guesses are just maybe slightly lower production numbers, but a lot of people out there think the yields are going to be a little bit higher than what's been expected out here. We've seen some pretty good yields in Illinois, Northwest Indiana, but for the most part, you know, the yields are still pretty variable out here. The Brazilians are indicating that they expect to see a record soybean harvest out here, 162 million metric tons of beans, pretty strong on the corn as well, 119.4 million metric tons, so certainly more competition, you know, in the spring from Brazil if they get the weather that they're looking for. The soy oil prices have fallen out of bed here. They're pretty much mirroring what's happening in the D4 RIN market. The RINs have just collapsed out here, dragging the bean oil down with it. It's an indication that we've produced too much biodiesel out here. And getting to some pretty low prices out here, but you know, I don't want to be really selling anything down here. The oil prices, the bean oil prices are getting pretty cheap out here, and I think long term it could be a pretty good buy somewhere in the next week or so, but maybe it's a little bit early here yet. The funds are now short beans and oil, according to my estimates. I now have them short 4,000 beans and 6,000 oil. They're still long 43,000 contracts of meal. If they blow out of that meal, then I would say it's probably time to buy some beans out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.